started smoothly, and we are ready to bring this conversation to finality. It has been pending as we say for a long period of time now, and we are quite happy that we are bringing this to finality.
So how much money are you looking at? What are your estimates, roughly?
We are estimating that we are going to be spending about $20 million for this exercise.
And you hope that most Zimbabweans will actually surrender that money to you, and that
the demandization process means that we are removing the legal status of the lower currency in there. So it means that whoever is still holding money after the 20th of September, that money won't be valid. And therefore, due to the demand, which is decommissioning of Zimbabwe.
At ePay, there are some people who are looking for such currency. Is it not going to disturb your program?
This is the beauty of demandization. Once you demand the currency, it means that currency cannot be sold by people who are on the collection. But right now, it's a legal tender. It can't be just sold to business because that is still a legal tender. So the demandization process is good for everyone. But at the end of the day, those who are selling for those collectors of money, they cannot sell it without being looking at the legality of the net. So this process is very important to give everyone the power to do what they're doing. Right now, they can't sell something that is illegal.